This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We're fortunate in Vermont to have the great outdoors all around us, but every season brings its own need for caution when we head into the woods. In winter, it's preparing for the cold. In summer, and practically all year round now, it's checking for ticks. And right now, at this time of year, it's awareness of hunters. Bow season has been underway for 3 weeks already, but it's the upcoming deer rifle season in November that really brings large numbers of hunters into the woods. The Department of Fish and Wildlife wants to remind all of us, hunters and non-hunters, to take precautions and make sure everyone can enjoy being in the woods this fall. Nicole Meyer is with the department's Hunter Education Program, and she says it's important, first of all, to know when hunting seasons are.
So we have bow season that is split up into two discrete parts. We have an early bow season in October and then a late bow season again in December. And then we have our November rifle season, which is when we have the most hunters going out in the woods. And that lasts for about 2 weeks. It's going to go from November 10th to November 25th this year. And that's when the most concentrated amount of hunters will be in the woods in Vermont. But if you want to know exactly when legal shooting hours are, if you want to know a little bit more about the hunting seasons and really get the dates for, you know, bear or anything else that you're thinking about, I would really recommend you go to the Vermont Fish and Wildlife website or pick up a copy of our Law Digest, which are available for free around the state. Or like I said, you can just go online and check out all of the hunting seasons.
Yeah, because when you talk about bow season and rifle season, you're really talking about deer hunting, which is the majority of hunters that are out and about.
Yeah, absolutely. The majority of hunters do identify themselves as deer hunters, although we do have in the spring, we have fantastic opportunities for hunting turkeys, which are so much fun to hunt. And we also have a fall turkey season as well. We have grouse season, we have bear season. Just knowing when those seasons are, like I said, you can just pick up the Law Digest and just make sure you know when all of those are.
I think that's sometimes a surprise for people who are not hunters or are not paying attention to when seasons begin and end, is suddenly you're out in the woods and you realize, oh gosh, it's rifle season and I didn't know it. So would you just advise that people wear an orange hat, you know, all fall once it gets cold, just put on the orange hat?
It's not a bad idea. You know, studies show that blaze orange, that really bright orange, we sometimes call it blaze orange, we sometimes call it hunter orange, it's 7 times more visible in the woods to the human eye. So that blaze orange is really great to wear, especially during low light hours, so dawn and dusk times. It's still a really bright blazing color, and I'd suggest to anybody, do that test yourself. Put an orange cap out in the woods and look at how bright it is at dawn or dusk compared to like a black hat or a camo hat. That's very important.
So beyond knowing when hunting season is and making sure that you're wearing something that's blaze orange, what other advice do you have for non-hunters who are out recreating in the woods, cyclists, walkers, dogs?
Yeah, there are a few things. One of my friends just got finished knitting a blaze orange scarf for her dog to wear during hunting season. Which,
that's very Vermont.
Mary, that's a bit much, but but it's a great idea, and Eli will stay safe this hunting season. But make sure that you're, like I said, you're wearing hunter orange, that your dog is wearing that hunter or blaze orange. I'd also say to make sure to be recreating on high use areas, stay on trails, because hunters are not going to be right on the trail where people are walking every day, right? They're not going to be on those high use areas. They're trying to get off deep into the woods where the wildlife are, and trying to just blend into nature. And those trails are really good for people to stay on who aren't hunting. I'd also advise to, if you're going to be going out, don't go during dusk and dawn. That's when hunting really picks up, is during those during the dusk and dawn hours. That's when wildlife are usually most active. That's when deer are usually most active. And then during the middle of the day, they're kind of resting and not moving around as much, whereas dusk and dawn, they're getting up from and getting into their beds. So that's when the most amount of shooting will occur. So if you're walking around during the high light hours or like around noon, that's a very safe time to be out.
And do dogs need to be kept on leash, do you think, all hunting season?
Yeah, that's a great point. I do think that dogs should be on a leash because you never know what's going to send them off, right? And they see a grouse, if they see a bird, if they whatever it is they see, you never know what's going to just send them off into the woods. And we want to make sure that you're in control of that dog at all times. And, you know, you don't want to mess up someone's hunt by having a dog run right through the deer trail either, right? That's certainly not anyone's first priority when their dog gets off the leash, but it's a thought that I have.
What about for hunters? How should hunters be thinking about the potential of other people who are using the woods at this time?
You know, all hunters in Vermont are very safe, first of all. Hunting is very safe, and hunting in Vermont is very safe. We have a very low amount of hunting-related shooting incidents. Our 10-year average, we average like 3 incidents a year, which is very low. And we've actually gone 2 years without any accidents. 2012 and 2014, we had zero hunting-related shooting incidents in Vermont, which is really fantastic. And that's all credited to our volunteer hunter education instructors who teach the required classes. So every hunter in the state of Vermont needs to take a hunter education course to be able to go out into the woods. And they all remember the 4 rules of firearm safety, which are paramount, I think. The first one is to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, right? So we're not playing around or messing around with a firearm at any time. We're going to maintain control of the muzzle at all times. Keep the finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. And be aware of your target, what's beyond it, and what's in front of it. I think those are the really big things to think about in being safe. And just the situational awareness piece is so important. And hunters in general are very aware, highly aware of their situation, especially when they're in the woods. But I would just say always identify your target, what's in front of it and what's beyond it is probably going to be number one.
Nicole, you mentioned that Vermont averages 3 hunting-related safety incidents or less or fewer a year. And those aren't necessarily hunter-hiker incidents.
No. There are very few hunting-related incidents that happen in the woods that are between a stranger or a hiker mm-hmm. and a hunter.
It's often hunters themselves who are having accidents or hunters and other hunters. But, mm-hmm. you know, all it takes is one. And I'm sure you have heard the same things that I often hear in this time of year, in the fall, people who say, I can't even go outside because the hunters and, you know, these hunters, and I saw one crossing my property. I mean, it really can be a majority of hunters who are very safety conscious, very conscientious people. But if there's one who's a bad actor, you know, that can sort of ruin the perception for everybody.
It can. And that's one of the reasons why in our hunter education courses and just when we're talking to hunters in general and communicating with them, we're always reminding them, you know, we want hunting to continue for a really long time because it's one of the ways that I connect with nature and it's one of the ways that I refuel myself, right? It's kind of my own form of meditation is to go out into the woods and go hunting. So, you know, we generally, our hunters, try to be very ethical, try to always make sure that we're respecting the land that we're on and respecting the landowner, making sure that we're doing that we're putting out that really good image of who hunters are.
You know, I'd be interested if it sounds like you had perceptions of hunters before you got started that might be different from what you think of hunting and hunters now that you are one.
My first encounter with hunting, I never grew up with hunting. I never grew up with firearms. I grew up in a big family of anglers, and that was the closest that I ever got to hunting. But my first job working our deer check stations, the first few times I met some of our hunters, I was just in awe of the amount of respect that they had for not only the wildlife in the woods, but for the woods themselves and the relationship that they had with the wild landscape was like nothing I had ever imagined. And the fact that they just had this profound knowledge of what was going on in the woods and what was going to happen based on these signs that were there in the woods was amazing to me. And it kind of was like, it flipped a switch for me, and so I became a hunter myself. And my connection with nature has only gotten deeper through hunting, and so I'm really grateful for that exposure that I got to it.
Is there anything else you think we should be aware of as we head into rifle season for both hunters and for other types of outdoors people?
You know, I think sometimes hunters might intimidate, especially might intimidate non-hunters. But I'd encourage you, if you're scared or if you're feeling intimidated, strike up a conversation, because we're pretty friendly. And I think we just care so much about wildlife, and maybe just in a different way than others do who don't hunt. But I'd really encourage you to get to know a hunter, because they're conservationists just like birders and hikers and paddlers, the original conservationists, really.
That's Nicole Meyer, a hunter education specialist with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, with tips on how non-hunters can safely enjoy the woods during hunting season. Just to repeat, hunting is underway now, but most hunters will be in the woods for deer rifle season, November 10th through the 26th. And we have current and upcoming hunting dates and Nicole's safety tips posted at vpr.net/Vermont Edition.